Songstress Beth Griffith Manley has enjoyed enough music experiences to fill a lifetime. With extended tenures as background singer for Anita Baker and now presently R&B crooner Kim, high-profile appearances on the internationally renowned entertainment variety show The Voice, a burgeoning solo career as an independent R&B soul artist, and being the daughter of one of the original funk brothers of Motown, the late Johnny Griffith, one would think that her path in music was a natural one. But that was not always the case. She was initially discouraged from pursuing a music career by her dad, who had endured Motown's flight from Detroit to Los Angeles in the 1970s, which drastically shifted the fortunes of the artists that the label left behind in Detroit.
When my father was playing for Motown, I wasn't born. So when I was born, he was just playing with different artists and he was just kind of gigging and doing things. And he, at that point, had become a teacher, a music teacher at Northwestern High School in Detroit. So his history and the impact of what he contributed to for American music, for R&B music, for Black music, for world music, I didn't know anything about it. And I was actually encouraged by my parents to not pursue music as a business, because of the hurt, the pain, and the heartache that my father had experienced with Motown leaving certain musicians behind and them not feeling included in going to LA. Because from what I understand and heard, when they went to LA, a lot of the LA musicians kind of filtered in, and the musicians that were staples for Detroit and for Motown and for Studio A and Hitsville kind of were like, So he was bitter about that. And so he really did not want me to pursue the business. And so growing up in my household, there were rules. My parents were strict, and they were strict on me getting my education. It was not to pursue music. Music was just something that enhanced you or added to your education and made you more well-rounded. But it was never, oh, my baby's gonna be a star and get out on that stage and do what daddy taught you. No, it was none of that. It was none of that.
Despite her parents' apprehension, Beth would still gravitate to music, her obvious talent catching the ear of various artists and producers and opening up the opportunity to work with one of Detroit's most notable R&B vocalists, Anita Baker. The experience greatly expanded Beth's musical horizons.
The way that I even got the job, I had been working with and met Michael Powell, and I asked him specifically, you know, I would love to work with Anita Baker. I was aspiring to be just only a background singer. And she was an artist that I felt was big enough to where I could learn something. I could experience traveling the world. And so she just, it was just amazing watching her and growing with her and learning her and learning what she knew, just watching her command the stage and the audience. And how I ended up getting the job was just telling Mike that I wanted to work with her, and by happenstance she got rid of the background singers that she had, and or made a change. I don't want to say, not got rid of, but made a change, that sounds better, and asked Mike to get some singers for her, and I just happened to be one of the ones that he brought to her, and she kept me, and I'm just grateful for that. That she, you know, she used to joke and say, you know, you're in boot camp because you're going to be a solo artist one day, and I would say, oh no, I'm not going to be a front like you. Like, I'm good back here, whoop whooping and shoop shooping. I don't need to be in the back, and she was right. So my social media handles, Beth Always Sings, she gave me that name. And I'll never forget that. I don't know what we were doing. I don't know what we were talking about, but she said, oh, well, Beth Always Sings. And I'm like, you know what? That's kind of catchy. She gave me that name, and it just ended up being my social media handle. And at the time when I was with her, there was no Instagram. There was no Facebook, or it may have just been starting around that time. So that became like an email address for me. And then it turned into social media handles, and then it just kind of stuck. So if I remember anything about, well, I remember a lot of things, but that is something that I've carried with me besides the teaching and the professionalism and the dedication and her handling her own business. Like, to see a Black woman commanding the stage and to see a Black woman handling business, I was able to see that and witness that. And a lot of times you don't see that. You know, artists just like, oh, my manager handled, but she was handling those things, and that was awesome seeing her.
After soaking up numerous mentorship, musical, and touring experiences with Anita Baker for several years, Beth would be presented with another opportunity, this time working with an up-and-coming artist and producer who was generating a lot of industry buzz, Kim.
So I was doing studio work when I stopped working with Anita, and I was doing some studio sessions for people, and a friend of mine, who's still my friend to this day, he says, have you heard of Kim? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm in Detroit, I've heard of him. And he was up and coming, you know, at the time, and was touring at the time. And he said, I think they're looking for singers, and I think you'd be great for the job. And he and I actually met face-to-face on the set of Sparkle, because I was body doubling and standing in for Whitney Houston. And then he had a position in the movie where he was the host of a show. There was a scene where he made an appearance in the movie. So we were both on set, and that's where we actually met. And after we met, after I had already talked to his manager, then we made the connection, and I started working with him shortly after.
Touring internationally with Kim, Beth would grow even more as a songstress under his tutelage and hone and refine her musical tradecraft. She would then appear on the seminal television show The Voice. The NBC television series is an American singing reality competition whose aim is to find unsigned singing talent, with the winner being determined by television viewers voting by telephone. The series employs a panel of four coaches, usually acclaimed music industry veterans, who critique the artist's performance and guide their teams of selected artists through the remainder of the season. Beth's appearance and advancement to the final rounds would propel her name into the upper strata of the industry, drastically changing her life.
And I actually was scouted out. I had already released my first album, which is called Free. So somebody apparently had seen my album, contacted my manager, and invited me to audition. I said no. Because I said, I'm not doing none of these TV shows like that. And then some time went by, they called back, and I was like, all right, I ain't doing nothing. So let me try. I wanted to grow in my career, and I wanted to do something different. And I figured, what better way than to get on TV? I'm happy that I did it. I learned a lot. Working with Kelly Clarkson and John Legend was amazing. I still remember the mentoring and the words of advice and encouragement that they gave me. Being in Hollywood was great. It was nerve-wracking because you see people getting sent home, you know. Even through your audition process, even when you make it out to L.A., you can be hanging out with somebody one night, and the next morning you see them in the lobby with their luggage, and they're getting sent home, and you're like, what happened? And like, I just got a call, and they told me, you know, they didn't need me. And I'm like, whoa. So that makes you be on your toes, because they were cutting people. So when you finally make it to TV, you have really been through a lot. People think I'm famous now. And I'm like, I mean, I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. It grew my fan base. It has opened doors for me tremendously. You know, to make it to a television show is a big deal, you know, especially the process that you have to go through to get there. So I think it grew my fan base. It opened doors for me. It strengthened me as an artist, because I went through a lot of rehearsals and auditions, and my whole mindset for performing is different now. So, and I don't know if it would have been that same way if I would not have done a TV show. Like, that was a whole nother level of performing and time schedules and deadlines and early mornings and late night. Like, it's a whole nother level, and I love it, and I do it again.
Beth would translate her numerous music experiences and make the leap into a solo career, independently releasing two critically acclaimed album works, Free and Get to Know Me. She's also open for iconic divas Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight, and will be opening up for R&B artist Ginuwine in the immediate future. While many may think her path as a solo artist has been easy, her cumulative trajectory represents a lifetime of dues paying, sweat equity, and hard work. She maintains a music career while also caregiving for her mother and credits her family as her support system that keeps her life grounded and balanced.
One of the things that keeps me grounded is my family. You know, taking care of my mom. My mom has dementia, so we care for her, and it's a daily task. And I'm just grateful that she's still here and she could still smile and give me a kiss, and she, you know, and she knows who everybody is. So that, I think that's the grounding part for me right now, because you just know how fragile life is, you know. Also, just a basic day for me. I get up, I'm in the gym every day, if not 6 days, 7 days a week. And I just try to eat healthy, take care of my house, be a good daughter, be a good wife. And when the phone rings and it's time to go sing, I'm ready. You know, that's just a day for me. I'm not walking around the house singing. You know, I'm not walking around with a notepad writing songs. You know, I'm not sitting at the piano, although it would be nice if I could do that. But it's pretty normal. I'm getting up, I'm running to the grocery store, I'm online paying bills, you know, the same stuff everybody else, looking at the checking account saying, Lord, I just need, you know what I'm saying? All of that. It's really real. I had a lot more apprehension for putting an album out. I didn't know what I was doing. And I was just like, let's just put some songs out. And I think I came up with good songs. But with Get to Know Me, it was more so, okay, now we have, I'm an artist, I know I want to do, because sometimes people put out one album and they're like, yeah, I'm not doing that again. And then I just, you know, I got to the point where I'm like, I really like this. I want to be an artist. Now let's mold and shape this artist. And I sought after additional production. And I'm very happy with the second project. And I'm looking forward to the third, because now I know that I'm finding my voice and I'm finding more so the direction of where I want to go. And it felt really good.
Moving forward, Beth hopes to continue working on her craft, touring with and learning from her mentor, Kim, and growing the foundation of her solo artist career.
I think the stamina that you have to tour is one of the things that I've grown the most. I've been able to watch him develop and grow, like I said before, but you know, the early mornings and the late nights and still being able to take care of yourself in a way that you can still continue to give a good show, a great show, a fire show, day after day after day. When people say they want to go on the road, they really don't understand what that means. And they don't understand the hours that it takes to put into the rehearsal, to put into not getting sleep, sleeping in your dressing room when you can, but still when it's time to do your show, you can't give your show as if you're tired. So I think my endurance level is on 10. I was telling you, I got my hat on for my gym here. I have to stay in the gym just to keep my body strong, carrying your luggage through the airport, just little things like that. And also, I think the main thing it's taught me is that when you don't quit, if you just keep going, you know, I've watched this artist just excel, and it's been so encouraging to me. So I think those two things, building up my endurance, being strong, being able to give a great show night after night after night, and watching someone excel because they didn't quit and they kept going. I feel like I'm more confident at this point. I feel like I'm more confident in what I sing and how I sing it. And I feel like the stories that I'm telling, I really want to tell them. So I try to exude that in my performing. So yeah, I think what people should expect when they see me is they're always going to get a smile. They're never going to wonder, do I love what I do when they see me on the stage? They're gonna get a fashion, they're gonna get a look, and they're gonna get a smile, and they're gonna get some good music. And I think that's really important, because, you know, you'll go see an artist and they may not look like they wanna be there, or they don't give you good music, or they don't look right. It could be anything, but when you can get all of that together, good music, you get a smile, and you get a good look, you know, and a person that looks like they really love what they do, it makes the people in the audience feel good. And I want people in the audience, when they see me, I want that have never seen me, I want them to say, you know what, I like her. She made me feel good. She made me feel warm. And that makes me, that and that, I've done my job.
To keep track of news, updates, concerts, and releases, visit BethAlwaysSings.com. This has been your edition of Mic Check. For the Progressive Underground, my name's Chris Campbell. We'll see you next time.